And now, live from the Elite Ringside Network Studios, this is the Raw and SmackDown Super Show! And here are your hosts, AJ Jensen and Spencer Hart.
You could get high or you could get low. You could stay young or you could grow old.
Hello everyone, it's Spencer Hart, this is Smack Talk and Raw Review, it's the Super Show here on the Elite Ringside Network. We're back after a week hiatus, joined as always by my good friend, Mr. AJ Jensen. How you doing, my friend?
Not too bad, what's going on?
It's good, did you enjoy your week off?
Yeah, but there was a lot that I wanted to talk about last week, so that kind of sucked.
Let's get into that right away then, because we have a lot to cover from last week and this week, so it's going to be an action-packed episode today. Let's start out over on Monday Night Raw last week. I know the only thing you wanted to talk about was the main event.
Yeah, I mean, you got Braun Strowman and Big Show inside of a steel cage, which, if anyone remembers the first two matches we got with Braun Strowman and Big Show, they were probably the two best matches I've ever seen the two biggest men in the company perform.
Right.
Like in the history of wrestling. Like, I've never seen two men that big go out and do what they did. They didn't disappoint in that steel cage match. They brutalized the hell out of each other. Still put on a decent match. We got Big Show trying to climb out of the cage, which was fucking bonkers. But I was going to say, like, it was the first shocking moment of the match until the end, but Big Show dropping an elbow off the top rope was insane.
That was awesome. It really was.
Yeah. And I was like, holy shit, like, that's insane. But then Strowman gets the victory, and then he power slams Big Show through the door. Now, this was something that I had said, I don't know if I said it to you or Chris or someone, I was like, Big Show's going through that fucking cage. Like, you know it. Like,
yeah.
It didn't happen during the match, and I could see why that would make sense, but I mean, I think it was Chris was like, yeah, well, if Big Show went through the cage, then he would win the match. And it's like, well, at that point, it wouldn't even matter, like, who won the match. It's like, no.
He won, but he's dead.
Yeah. And, Jesus, that looked so nasty. And it looked like it hurt so bad. And props to Big Show, because, damn.
Yeah. From what I've heard as well, the, sounds like it's going to be his last match. I don't know if it's last match period, but for a while, because he's having hip surgery. So he's going to be out for quite a long time.
That match was made to write him off television for a while.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's just rumors, but, one of the articles I read said it, depending on how his hip surgery goes, that might have been his last singles match, like, ever.
Yeah.
And they didn't really show it on Raw, but I guess afterwards, there was, like, a big moment between the Big Show and the crowd.
Yeah.
Where he was waving to the crowd and everything, and the crowd was chanting, like, thank you, Big Show, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of seems to me it's, like, one of those moments where, okay, it maybe it's his last, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't just go out and do that for no reason.
Right, I completely agree. Other than to, one, write him off for an injury, you just, you know, when a superstar leaves the arena kind of saying goodbye to the WWE universe, that's a pretty good clue that, hey,
yeah,
I might not be back for a while.
And I think it all depends on his hip surgery, too, because especially with how big he is, who knows if he'll be as mobile, mm-hmm. if the hip will be able to take it. I mean, who knows?
Right. Hip surgery is not an easy thing to come back from. I've never had it, but I've had family members that have, and it takes them a long time just to even get back on their feet, let alone professionally wrestle. So it could be a long time, if ever, if we see Big Show back in the ring as a singles competitor. So if that's the case, Big Show, we owe a lot to you.
I love it too, because like Braun Strowman in real life really seems like such a humble guy. Because I guess he was on Twitter afterwards just praising Big Show and thanking him for not just that match, but all three matches that they had together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool to see that respect there.
Right. That goes along the lines of, they're enemies in, kayfabe storyline, but in real life, the guy has a lot of respect for Big Show, and a lot of people do.
Unlike what's going on with Enzo.
Yeah. We'll get into that.
Yeah.
A little bit later in the show, because we're not happy about that. So, I want to talk about from last week, I want to talk about the women's tag match between Sasha and Alexa Bliss and Nia Jax and Emma. It was announced before this match that if Nia Jax and Emma could win this tag match, they would be inserted into the Raw Women's Championship match at No Mercy in 2 weeks on the network. So, spoiler alert, they won, Nia Jax and Emma. Is this a good decision? I know we'd been talking about the possibility of Nia Jax being inserted into this match. It's a triple threat match. I guess I'm wondering why Emma was inserted in this match. I want to get your thoughts on Emma also being inserted into this this championship match at No Mercy.
I think it's all honestly part of the hashtag Give Emma a Chance movement.
Mm-hmm.
She had a decent match. It wasn't anything too amazing, but she had a decent match with Mickie James not that long ago, where she went over. It wasn't anything to write home about, but as of late, it was probably one of her better matches. So I don't know if that's just them hashtag giving Emma a chance. Maybe see how she does with, the top girls in the company right now, at least on Raw. But there's a couple of things I want to talk about here. One, that fucking moment we got where Alexa Bliss turned around and Nia Jax was right there, and Alexa Bliss had the sheer look of horror and, like, screamed and jumped. I fucking died when that happened. I was laughing my ass off. I'm like, I don't know if that was improv or what, but that was just freaking genius. I love that set there, that freaking moment of that match. The rumor is right now Nia Jax is going to go over at No Mercy.
I hope so.
But she's not holding it long.
Yeah.
Because we all know who's making her Monday Night Raw debut.
Oh, God, I completely forgot.
Very, very soon. And the rumor I read is they're going to put it right on her. That, of course, being Asuka. Which, why did they put her on Monday Night Raw? I don't get it. I saw an article where they said they feel the depth of the Monday Night women's roster is not as evolved or as good as SmackDown's. And I'm like, no. It's quite the opposite, actually. Because on Raw, you got Nia Jax, you got Alexa Bliss, you got Sasha Banks. You got Mickie James, who's always, a competitor. Mm-hmm. If Emma can step her game up, she's been a contender in the past. She can damn sure be one again. But you go to SmackDown, and it's like you got Charlotte, who obviously she's been gone as of late with her father being sick, and then you got drawing a blank. Becky Lynch.
Yeah, Becky Lynch. You got Carmella.
Naomi, Natalia. Carmella, garbage. Freaking Tamina, garbage, and I hate saying that because I used to be very over on Tamina, but like I said, that one match she had a couple weeks ago, she just looked unsafe as shit. She almost killed. She almost broke the freaking neck of the person she was wrestling. So ring rust is clearly set in on her. But the quality of matches we've been getting on the women's roster in SmackDown versus Raw, it just pales in comparison, I think.
Right, and that's because of the depth. You know, you've got way more experience on the Raw side.
Well, it's shocking to me because, you know, you got the Becky Lynch, you got Naomi, you got Natalya, and you, like, Natalya and Naomi's match was good at the pay-per-view. And actually last night, they had a decent match as well. But Becky Lynch hasn't really done anything lately that's impressed me. She's kind of dropped off the radar. Like I said, Carmella's garbage. Tamina's garbage. Charlotte's been gone. I think that's one of the biggest things that's been missing in that women's division in the last few weeks has been Charlotte not being there. But yeah, I just think the Raw women's side has just been crushing it lately.
Right. Yeah, and that's, like you said, going back, it's shocking that Asuka is going to be debuting on Raw, so I honestly hope they don't put the belt immediately on Asuka.
That's the plan.
I understand the reason.
Naya's supposed to get it, no mercy. Asuka's going to debut. They're going to go into a thing, and Asuka's going to take it from her right away. I'm guessing it's Survivor Series.
Yeah.
They're literally going to pick up right where they left off with her in NXT.
Yeah. I don't know. Let's talk about SmackDown from last week very quickly. I think you and I are going to agree here what we want to talk about here. It is the rivalry between Kevin Owens and Shane O'Mac.
Yeah.
Kind of bleed into this week as well.
See what you did there.
Yeah. That was great, by the way. Anyway, we come back from a break. Kevin Owens is in the ring. And he starts talking about, Shane and everything. He starts talking about his kids and his family. And that's when Shane basically says, if you mention my kids one more time, basically don't. And so he keeps talking and talking. You shouldn't have survived that helicopter crash. Your parents would have been fine. Your wife and especially your kids. Bam! Shane clocks him in the face and just beats the snot out of him.
Your whole family would have been better off if you died in that helicopter crash.
Woof.
I'm like, wow!
Yeah. So Shane snapped and attacked Kevin Owens. Later on the night, we find out that Vince McMahon indefinitely suspends Shane McMahon, which is, let's tie that right away. This week,
you just want to go right into that
because it's kind of a tie-in.
So, well, and I knew it. I'm like,
right.
Not really suspended.
Well, it's funny because I like to show off to people that don't really watch it that much. So I was watching it with my parents last night. My sister's birthday and everything. And I grabbed my stepdad's wallet and I wrote down on a piece of paper, Shane versus Owens at Hell in a Cell. Folded it up, put it in his wallet without him seeing. And when it happened, I'm like, John, in your right pocket, there's a piece of paper in your wallet. Pull that out and read that for me. I'm an idiot. So Vince McMahon was announced to be at Sin City, SmackDown, and had a great conversation with Kevin. What I want to talk about here is the last time we saw Vince McMahon was during the beginning part of when Shane was coming back. And him and Shane hated each other. Now, all of a sudden,
well, it didn't. It started that way, but it didn't end that way because I want to say Shane earned Vince's respect in wrestling The Undertaker at WrestleMania.
I guess you can make that argument. That's a fair point. But, you know, before you made that point, my thought was, you know, he hated, you know, he's talking about, you know, kicking his ass one more time and, you know, everything. And all of a sudden, he's right there to to have Shane kick Kevin's ass, which I'm fine with. So we find out that the reason that Vince suspended him is because he didn't get the job done.
Yeah.
He didn't finish him. He decides that he's going to reinstate Shane and make a match at Hell in a Cell, in Hell in a Cell.
Which called that, too, by the way.
What was that?
When this was going on, I want to say it was last week, I was actually going to bring this up.
Mm-hmm.
If we recorded last week, I was going to bring this up, saying that, okay, Vince suspends Shane because Shane can't really be in a match as general manager, so he gets suspended so he can compete in a match at Hell in a Cell.
Right.
And I was going to say, I'm willing to bet that Shane versus Kevin Owens will be in Hell in a Cell.
Right. And I think,
and of course, that's exactly what happened.
I think in our wrestling group, the Wisconsin Collective wrestling group, somebody, I don't know if it was you, made that point that, yeah, we have matches for Hell in a Cell lined up for SmackDown. None of them had been announced to be inside Hell in a Cell, the WWE Championship match, the eventual rematch between the New Day and the Usos, which we'll get to in a little while here as well, at Hell in a Cell, I assume. But do you think they go with more than one Hell in a Cell match this year? Because last year...
Got to.
Yeah? You think the tag match will be in Hell in a Cell?
I'm not sure what match is going to be in Hell in a Cell, but you got to. You can't call a pay-per-view Hell in a Cell and then just have, like, one match with Hell in a Cell. It's kind of like, there's got to be at least two.
I would say two at most.
Yeah, two at most. And I want to say, like, in the last couple of years, granted it was when Raw and SmackDown were, like, a combined show, they had two matches, I believe.
Well, they had three last year.
Yeah. So, yeah, I hope there's another one. I don't know what we would get. Maybe... No.
I think the only other match could be the tag match, because the women wouldn't... I mean, no offense. No disrespect to...
Well, they've already done that, too.
Right.
I mean...
tag match in Hell in a Cell?
They had tag matches before. I think we talked about that. Because there was like DX versus the Big Show.
Oh, that's
and
him.
Vince McMahon. So maybe they could do the tag match in a Hell in a Cell, but anyways, we're gonna get Shane McMahon and Kevin Owens in Hell in a Cell, and my immediate thought was, what are they gonna do to top last Shane's
Hell in a Cell. Man. Yeah.
And dove off the damn thing last time.
Yeah. And I'm trying
can't
to
really
figure
top
out...
that. I mean...
Yeah. I'm trying to
I can see Shane do some weird Spider-Man shit inside the cell where he climbs it and then he kind of like crawls across the top and then maybe drops an elbow like hanging from the cage or
that'd
something.
Cool.
But, yeah, who knows?
Yeah, they'll have to figure out.
It'll be good.
It'll be great. I'm really excited for the Hell in a Cell match. I think it's going to be an amazing match. Last week, we found out that Shinsuke Nakamura is now the.
Oh no! Hold on. We can't skip this part.
Which part?
Kevin Owens and Vince.
Oh, I thought we were going to do that after the break.
He kind of already segued into it.
That's fair. Okay,
with them talking, so you might as well just finish the job here because I think it makes sense to split that up.
That's fair. So
Jesus.
After Vince announces that it'll be Shane versus Kevin inside Hell in a Cell, what does Mr. Owens do to the chairman of the board, the owner first, of WWE?
First, he shakes Vince's hand and makes Vince promise that he will not be fired for laying his hands on a McMahon.
Yep.
Or something like that.
Yep.
For savagely beating a McMahon or something like that.
Yep.
Says, you got it. And all of a sudden, Kevin Owens just drops a nasty-ass headbutt. And this, Vince didn't blade. Vince did not blade this headbutt at all. Because you literally see, as soon as he hits the ground, his hands are nowhere near his forehead.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Owens busted him open the hard way.
Yep.
Which, I want to know how hard was that headbutt then.
Yeah. Because that was an immediate blood.
Like, you started seeing the blood pool up there as soon as he hit the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, and before the blood started pooling, I saw Vince's hair, and I'm like, oh my god, I think he actually, oh my god, he actually hit him.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Which, then he followed that up with a super kick.
A kick to the ribs.
Yeah, kick to the ribs, super kick, frog splash.
Yep.
And the whole time I'm like, wow, I'm like, Vince can still sell like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
He still got it. But fucking, we always talk about how if anyone wants to get over as a babyface, to pair them up with Vince McMahon. Because Vince is always the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kevin Owens just turned Vince McMahon babyface.
Yep.
And the crowd ate that up.
Yeah.
And Kevin Owens, like, so much credit to him. Like, they were, that was magic. Like, that was one of those rare moments, like, you gotta bottle that up. And that was one of those moments, I think. We haven't seen anything really like that since, like, from that magnitude, we haven't seen anything like that since Austin.
I agree. I really agree.
And, and this blows my mind, too. So, Kevin Owens and Shane McMahon, you know, Shane McMahon jumps Kevin Owens last week. Everyone's out there. All the trainers, all the backstage people. Daniel Bryan comes out. The owner of fucking WWE is getting his ass kicked by talent, and it takes 3 to 5 minutes for three refs to come out, and then one backstage, like, management person. Where the hell is Daniel Bryan?
Nowhere to be found.
That blew my mind. The owner of the company is getting his ass kicked, and you send out three refs and one management guy?
Yeah, and one got his ass kicked.
Shane McMahon punches Kevin Owens, and the entire training staff, management staff, and the freaking general manager, the general manager, or whatever Daniel Bryan is. Yeah, general manager. He comes out. Where was he last night? That kind of ruined it for me, but...
Yeah.
That's just a mean nitpicking thing. Like, that's the owner of the company. The fucking locker room should have cleared out.
Right.
In my opinion, for that type of moment.
Right.
But, it did draw Stephanie McMahon, though. The first time we've seen Stephanie McMahon since WrestleMania?
Well, it was after that, when she fired Mick. But it's been a while. It's been a few months.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. So it's been... That was quite an ending to SmackDown, in my opinion. So we are going to take a quick break. We are going to come back, and we're going to discuss the other half of our show, Raw, and, of course, a little more SmackDown from this week. That is coming up next here on the Elite Ringside Network.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah. Hey, hey you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Are you an energetic team player who loves to get into lengthy logical discussions about pro wrestling? The Elite Ringside Network is looking for talented individuals to join their staff today. We are looking for on-air talent, video editors, and blog writers. If you are interested in joining the ever-growing Elite Ringside Network, send your information today to eliteringsidenetworkwi@gmail.com. Be a part of something great. Be a part of the revolution. Be a part of the Elite Ringside Network.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's Spencer Hart from the Elite Ringside Network. Wanted to let you know about some amazing news. You can now listen to all of our great programming on the new Satchel podcast player for your Android and iPhones. Here's the deal. While you're listening to us on Satchel, you can send us a few dollars to make all of our amazing shows even better. So if you're listening to us right now on Satchel, go ahead and click on that donate button to send us some much-appreciated donations. And if you're not listening to us on Satchel, I mean, come on, what are you doing? Download the podcast player right now at Satchel. SatchelPlayer.com, exclusive friends of the Elite Ringside Network. Welcome back to the Raw Review Smack Talk Super Show here on the Elite Ringside Network. We are now going to go into Raw and a little bit more of SmackDown from this week. So I want to talk again of the ever-growing feud between Roman Reigns and Mr. John Cena. I'm really getting excited for this match. And 2 weeks ago, had you told me, you know, John Cena, Roman Reigns, I'd have been like, bathroom break. But just the way that these two have been, it almost feels like shooting on each other. Has made me really excited for this match.
This whole kind of shoot slash kayfabe promo thing has been kind of been more frequent. I honestly can't tell you recently when it started. In my opinion, it was The Miz on Talking Smack.
I was just about the same thing. To me, it started with The Miz.
When he went off on Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, I completely agree.
And it's started carrying on more frequently. People are doing it more. Miz has done a couple of really great ones. We'll get into one here in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But this whole purpose of putting John Cena and Roman Reigns together, it has worked. It's done exactly what WWE wanted to do. It wanted to get people to care about a Roman Reigns match.
Yeah.
How they do. Because those two are just going out. I've seen, this has been some of Roman Reigns' best ring mic work in his entire fucking career.
Mm-hmm.
It still blows my mind that people are legit thinking that Cena is trying to put himself over, because he's not.
He's not.
He is saying the things he's saying and doing the things he's doing because he is trying to draw that fire and that passion out of Roman Reigns. And it's working. Working.
It is. It really is.
And I am willing to bet that at the pay-per-view, since Cena's leaving, barring this weird fucking rumor I heard about The Undertaker showing up, which I also now heard that Undertaker and John Cena is slated for Survivor Series, which, yeah, saw that. I can't remember if that was on 434, if it was on So Real to Us, but they said, oh God, No Mercy or Survivor Series, at the very end of like the little commercial, you hear the Undertaker's bell gong. And then, of course, there was some Undertaker reference that John Cena made on Raw a couple weeks back, saying that he's not a washed-up veteran with a bad hip, you know, at the end of his career.
Right.
Didn't say he retired, saying a washed-up veteran at the end of his career with a bad hip. And yeah, now I'm hearing these rumors that Undertaker is supposed to get involved in that match with Reigns and Cena, and it's going to be Cena and Taker at Survivor Series, which I fucking hope not.
No, me neither.
I fucking hope not. The only way I would say maybe is because, in my opinion, it should have been John Cena that retired The Undertaker in the first place.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Roman Reigns, it should have been John Cena. If they do this just to make that happen, because Chris and I also said that Undertaker should have retired at his 25th Survivor Series pay-per-view.
Right.
Like, started at Survivor Series and 25 years later at Survivor Series. It's a great, great career, great round, nice. It's an odd number, but at the same time, it's an even number to, end your career at 25, So, if they do all that just to bring Taker back and have him retired at Survivor Series by Cena, then fuck it. I'll deal with it, I'll watch it, and then good. Okay, Cena retired him, and he retires with Survivor Series. But, anyways, total fucking squirrel moment there, segue. My point was that John Cena, all these people are just bitching, oh, John Cena needs to start putting people over. One, he already has. Two, he's more than likely putting Roman Reigns over at No Mercy. So,
Yeah. Like you stated, I really hope that The Undertaker doesn't show up during this match, because it would make all the trash talk, all the, everything for the match to end with an Undertaker interference, in my opinion.
Well, see, I could just see it being something as simple as Taker doesn't even show up, and it's, they have a match, Reigns and Cena are going at it, and Cena's building up, he hits those shoulder blocks, he hits the spin out power bomb, hits the five knuckle shuffle, he's about to hit the AA, the lights go out, the freaking bell gongs, the lights come on, Cena's standing there like, whoa, what's going on? Turns around, spear, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, that would be actually not bad either.
If they did something, I can imagine that's the way it's going to go, is because they're not going to bring Taker in for anything other than his match, more than likely, if that's the case.
Yeah.
But it's that right there, what I just said, is a way to get Roman over, and it's a way to not make John Cena look weak.
I agree. And I hope that both of these men come out of this match strong, and they should, because the build-up to this match has been fan-freaking-tastic.
Yeah.
It really has.
And I'm sorry, John Cena is just killing it. I mean, this has been some of his best mic work since he feuded with The Rock.
Yeah.
Years ago. This is some of the best stuff coming out of John Cena. And he hit Roman Reigns at No Mercy. I'm like a drug test. Ain't getting past me.
I loved it. I loved
done.
It.
I'm just done. I'm done. I'm thick. He wins. Like, you have to have the match, because damn.
Give Cena the 17th belt. That's it. It's done. He wins.
It was that moment, and was it Orton? When Orton was feuding with Lesnar, Orton said something similar to that,
he said,
no enhancements required or something like that.
Yeah, Viperville, no enhancements needed.
Yeah, and I'm just but yeah, Cena nailed it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this, all this trash talk and everything that all these people are bitching about, I always remind them too, you're feeding right into it, and they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, you now care about this.
Mm-hmm.
You did it before all the shit talk. But now, you're invested in it.
Right.
Because bitching about it.
Right. If you didn't care, you wouldn't talk about it.
Some sort of emotion, some sort of feeling, and you care about it, whether it's a good care or bad care, it's better than saying, I don't care at all. I might as well go take a shit during this match.
Right.
So they're doing their job.
Right, and I completely agree. Now, the other part of Raw I want to talk about here is Miz TV.
Yes.
So, first of all, congratulations to Mike and Maurice. Maurice is expecting a baby. I think. Have we confirmed that that's actually real?
As far as I know, that is a legit thing.
Then mazel tov to them. That's good, because that was a basis for an argument for John Cena and Nikki Bella last year at WrestleMania. Or this year at WrestleMania, excuse me.
Now, John Cena and Nikki Bella care less. Yep. Miz, Maurice, oh my god, fucking make it a storyline, please.
Exactly.
You know, like, I would care about that.
Yeah. And as Miz is going to deliver a speech to his new or unborn child, Enzo Amore's music hits, and I felt for the first time in my life that I didn't like Enzo Amore. And I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, he's falling off for me. And I say that, and I don't know if it was the booking or if it was like Enzo just started going on and on and on and would just talk way too much. It's like, dude, you know, you can't talk for 4 or 5 minutes straight and keep the attention of people, especially if we have no idea what the fuck you're saying.
Right.
Like, you know, he tries to throw out some of these jokes and puns and metaphors, and it's like, it's not funny if you are the only one who gets it. But, like, you know, so he kept just going on and on and on, and maybe that's what made me stop liking him, or I don't know, they were getting booked wrong, in my opinion. I think they're the best team on Raw to not have had a tag title.
Yeah.
And then I was reading an interview with Big Cass where he's like, talking about Enzo's heat backstage. He's like, Enzo in real life is Enzo on TV. There's no difference. It's the same person. And he was saying, like, yeah, our feud is only storyline. It's not real. You know, we're still friends. He's basically just saying, like, yeah, sometimes Enzo needs to no one to hold him and no one to fold him.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have that filter, and boy, did the Miz let him, well, not really let him know, but just fucking reminded him about that.
Yeah. And I feel like this one that he had with Enzo, it was real. Even though, yeah, it was talking point scripted, yada, yada, yada. The emotions.
Well, the stuff they've been doing with Enzo are all part of his punishment. So, like, where, like, Baron Corbin, similar situation, where they'll let people just trash talk him horribly. They'll feed the announcement team negative things to say about him. If you got that, you're fucked.
Yeah.
If the announce team, they're essentially the voice of your, you know, like, they're the ones that put you over, like, commentary-wise.
Right.
Oh, and if they're saying bad shit about you, it's like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Because you're out there having your match, you're not able to defend yourself, and these people are just saying all these things. But it's the people listen to the announce team, because that's who they listen to every week.
Right.
And, Miz just like, you know, you come out here and you run your mouth, and that's just a problem. You don't know when to shut up. That's why you got kicked off the tour bus. That's why you got kicked out of the locker room. And then when he's like, you think you went to 205? Like, oh God, how do you say that? Like, on your own? No. There was nowhere else for you to go.
Yeah. That was a great
line. Pissed off an entire locker room.
Yeah. Yeah, so with about 5 minutes to go here in the show today, I want to spend more time on this Enzo thing, and I'm sure we'll be talking about it for weeks. I want to thank one of our listeners really quickly for the line that I'm about to use. It's no wonder that Liv left him. If Enzo is Enzo in real life. I want to talk very quickly on the SmackDown Tag Team Champions, The New Day!
Yeah, dude, that match was insane.
That match was baller.
We've seen several matches between The New Day and The Usos, and every single time, it is just awesome. Like, I can't think of a bad match that those men have had together.
Right. Which makes me want a Hell in a Cell match between these two at Hell in a Cell. Which is,
I could dig that.
Yeah.
I think I could dig that.
I think the whole world could dig that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm really happy that the New Day are SmackDown Tag Team Champions. I don't really care which one of them's holding the belt. Both teams, when they have a match together, just fight forever and ever and ever.
Did you see the video of Big E at his home in Florida, out in his front yard during the hurricane, doing karate?
Punching the air and kicking the air.
That was he's out there trying to fight the hurricane. Oh my god, I almost pissed my pants watching that. Also, I did not know he could kick his leg that high.
Yeah, no, he's a flexible big boy.
He would have kicked Big Show right in the face if he was standing there.
Yeah.
Man, he is flexible.
So, real quick, I know I didn't tell you about this. Winner for the week. Who's your winner for the week?
Miz.
Ah, damn it, you took mine.
It's down.
With about, 2.5 minutes to go, let's discuss this.
Braun Strowman.
Is a winner.
Destroyed
as well.
John Cena in that match. And Brock Lesnar.
Destroyed
Brock Lesnar and John Cena the same night. That's a winner.
Yeah. I hope Braun goes over at No Mercy. I really hope he does. He deserves it. He does.
We're not seeing Lesnar for the rest of 2017.
Well, because they've used up all of his appearances already.
Yeah.
In my opinion, The Miz is a big winner this week. He just continues to get better and better and better in my book. And
Real quick, too, AJ Styles and Ty Dillinger had a great United States Championship match last night on SmackDown, too.
Yes, they did. They really did. I don't know what to do with Ty.
I don't know. I actually thought at one point he was going to win that, but...
Yeah. And maybe down the road he will. With about a minute left, let's get our social media in here. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/ERNetwork247. I am at Spencer Hart, ERN. You are at AGENS81. You can follow the show at ERNetwork247. And always just come and say hi. We like to get your opinions and ideas on the show and things to discuss during the show. So that is going to do it for the Raw Review Smack Talk Super Show here on the Elite Ringside Network. As always, I want to thank my great co-host, Mr. AJ Jensen.
Welcome.
Oh, yes, you're just the man, you. So for everybody here at the Elite Ringside Network, I want to thank everybody that listened in today. You can follow us again on our Facebook and Twitter for up-to-the-minute updates during the week and Raw and SmackDown thoughts and reviews the day of. And otherwise, you can find us here on Spreaker.com with all of our great podcasting tools. So until then, I'm Spencer Hart saying we will see you guys next week for Raw Review and Smack Talk. Have a good one.
Peace.